Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the limit of the unlimited gospel. Chapter 4. The gospel of God is the last good news of God for the salvation of the human being. Revelation 14:6-7. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water." When it was mentioned, during the present subject, that the gospel of God is eternal, this also reflects in many crucial aspects related to the longevity of the offer contained in the gospel of God. The fact that the gospel of God is everlasting also causes that its effects are equally eternal. What God has made available through the gospel to be accessed by human beings can never be overcome in the future, not even in eternity. What God has made available and continues to make available through His gospel is the greatest offer of all time and is the greatest delivery of a gift ever made or that can be made in the universe. Galatians 4:3-7. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, "Abba, Father." Therefore you are no longer a slave but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. The everlasting offer, the greatest offer that God has made available to humans and that will never be overcome, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the Son of God's love. He is the good news from which every other good news derives, whether on earth or in heaven, whether at present, in the short future, or through all eternity. Colossians 1:13-20. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell, and by Him to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of His cross. The riches of God are found in Christ, and which are granted to us through the gospel of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians 3:8. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the gospel of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Translated from Portuguese or Spanish. Thus, considering that the work of redemption performed by Christ has been unique and forever, that the gospel is called the eternal gospel, that in Christ already there are unsearchable riches, and that the gospel is also unique and unchanging, it is already exposed to humanity, by several aspects, that the gospel is also the last offer of God for the eternal salvation of human beings. Hebrews 9:27-28. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for Him He will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Acts 4:11-12. This Jesus is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. In this way, if any recipient of the gospel of God is still waiting for a better offer than the offer of God in the person of Christ Jesus, or is expecting a different offer than the remission of sins by the sacrifice of Christ, this recipient is waiting in vain, because Christ is the offer of God that has been given to humanity once and forever. If one recipient does not want Christ, there is no other offer stored in God that can redeem and save him or her for eternity and that can re-establish his or her relationship with the Eternal Father. Christ was the only begotten Son of the Heavenly Father when he was given for the redemption of people, and Christ remains the only one through whom a person can receive the gift of the heavenly and eternal life that is provided by God. Considering that God gave his highest and best gift when he gave his only begotten Son to be the mediator of the reconciliation of every person with their Creator, God has nothing higher or better to offer to the human beings in order for them to accept to be reconciled with the Lord. In addition, the Scriptures alert us to the fact that those who do not believe in Christ, as announced by the Gospel of God, try to impute to God the status that he is a liar. 1 John 5:10. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself, he who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. Christ is the eternal offer of God to all who accept the offer of reconciliation with the eternal Creator. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of God expresses the greatest offer of the ages and eternity. The Gospel of God expresses, through his Son Jesus Christ, the highest offer of all time of the Heavenly Father's love toward the creature. At present, it may be that a person still does not see the greatness of God's love as one will see when he or she will be face to face with Christ in eternity. However, the option for this love and the option to begin a close relationship today with the Lord are already available to those who believe in this offer of God. Moreover, finally, the Gospel of God also expresses how a person can believe and receive Christ as well as how a person can live the new life in Christ Jesus. Therefore, our prayer before God is that this material may serve as a stimulus and help to understand the greatness of what is offered through the Gospel of God, and also for that the readers or listeners may understand that there is an essential participation of themselves in the process of receiving or not receiving this gospel. Our prayer before God is still so that His grace might also conduct those who make the choice of receiving the gospel to a growth and deepening in it. Our prayer is for the Lord to help the Christians of this generation no longer be content to stay only at the superficiality of the gospel, and that they do not think that there is nothing else for them in the gospel after the first time they believed in the heavenly salvation that is in Christ Jesus. May the Lord keep extending His abundant grace on earth, so that also and again in these days a trustworthy announcement of His eternal gospel may be heard abundantly and widely. May the Lord grant His mercy also in this current days, so that the billions living in the world nowadays may come to the clear knowledge that there is a real offer of life that is according to God's will for them. Moreover, that they might reach a sober understanding that the offer of the gospel of God has been made available once and for all and that it should never be despised, for the gospel is the singular, unique, and the perennial offer of God for eternal salvation and life. Our hope is that the Lord may grant His goodness with a great measure also in the present generation so that the people who are part of it may receive clear opportunities to repent of their ways that distance them from the eternal offer of the Heavenly Father. B. May listen to the offer of God with understanding so that they also may, with proper freedom, choose to live in it for the benefit of their life. C. May see the testimony of the Gospel of God be strengthened and expanded throughout the entire earth. Our expectation, related to the recipients of the offer of God, is that they may understand the purpose of the gospel regarding their lives to no longer resist the mercy and grace of God, as well as that each of them may accept it readily and advance to enjoy the wonderful, unique, and precious lordship of the lovely Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3, 14-19. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Psalms 119, 41. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. Matthew 24, 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Final greetings. Psalms 146, 10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14, 7. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.